continue underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also simulcast tonight on the TruthNet Radio Network. So hello to everyone over there. Also to everybody listening on KU Satellite. Took the time to go out and get a dish, put it up, and to tune us in tonight. I'm appreciative of the fact that you're there and you're listening, and to everybody listening on low-power micro-broadcast FM radio station all over the country, and all you micro guys and gals who have put these stations up all over the country. We're so appreciative of the work that you've done, and it means so much when we get reports of, hey, I'm calling from some show. How are you listening? I'm listening on an FM station. Great. Boom. That means a lot. And just the impact that a micro station can have is just absolutely huge. Matter of fact, we'll have a full micro show on Thursday night of next week. So I'm really looking forward to that program. And we'll have Mike Jones back with us and possibly a group of actual micro broadcasters. Not that Mike isn't one, because he is, but other micro broadcasters to give you an idea of their experiences and other things of the like. Let's take another call here. Dylan in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Thank you, and this is a great show, y'all. I'm listening on the micro FM here in Austin, and hallelujah for them. And
most certainly.
Quick little paragraph here from the encyclopedia. The Bretton Woods Conference, officially named the United Nations Monetary and Financial Conference, which took place in 1944, was a meeting held at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, to make financial arrangements for the post-war era after the expected defeat of Germany and Japan. Representatives of 44 countries, including the Soviet Union, agreed to create the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. Mm-hmm. And at the Bretton Woods Conference, I do believe, was the Bretton Woods Agreement, which said that all, it was basically an international treaty, I guess, said that all international oil transactions would be conducted in the U.S. dollar, the U.S. dollar, but the Federal Reserve note, which,
right,
of course, has already been pointed out, is not a note. But so the FRN, the Federal Reserve note, the FRN has already been like a global currency, and this being backed by international oil is that's crumbling to the ground as we speak, as all these international relations between governments is changing to dump the dollar, and all these I don't know, but like 15 years ago you didn't have all these countries accepting things other than the dollar for their oil, but now they are, and that's what. So it is true that the currency is semi-fiat, but it is has been backed by oil. Anyway,
right,
I just want to add
that. They've called it the petrodollar for a number of years because of that.
Lee, coming to an end.
Yeah. It certainly is. Lee, your thoughts. I mean, I know you follow this, the money side of things, very, very closely. About 30 seconds here.
Well, yeah, one of the few things that's keeping the dollar afloat is the fact that we have, through our military might, enforced the sale of oil and dollars, and that's where the petrodollar standard comes in. And we're just using our military to make sure people actually use the dollar for oil sales.
Yeah, most definitely. Dylan, thanks for the call. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. Our number, if you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
.800-313-9443 is our number if you would like to join us on the program. Tonight we're talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org, who has been more than way too silent. We'll get his trigger tripped here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get into the technology end of things. But first, gentlemen, I wanted to talk a bit about the Amaro. There was an article posted up on your website, I guess you got from Walnut Daily, from Jerome Corsi Lee, talking about how this group in Canada is touting the Amaro and is saying that it'll be the currency within about 10 years.
Yeah, they're pretty much saying that they were actually telling their investors, or their clients, I guess, not really investors, but clients, they're telling them that there's a very real possibility that we're going to have a North American currency within the next 10 years. And it could be the Amaro, or whatever it's called. Most likely it could be called the Amaro. And, I mean, you see the whole deal with them ratcheting up the North American Union. Of course, you have the CFR's plan that wanted to form a North American community by 2010. And you also have this push in Africa, where the African Union is trying to push for a common currency for Africa by 2010. So it looks like that they're trying to create these economic unions by 2010. That's at least the goal of these various globalist think tanks.
Right, and if we look at history, you know, the European Union originally began as a as an agreement with, I believe it was with miners, and so it starts there, and then it just began to expand from there. And if you've got a common currency like they've created with the euro, that makes it a heck of a lot easier to begin creating these regional governments.
Oh, without question. Well, and that's really the key. I mean, you have this whole deal, the security prosperity partnership and what have you, and then really the next step beyond that is just making it official, saying that you have a North American Union, and on top of that, that you have a currency. And if they have a regional currency, you know, we as the United States, we lose a great deal of sovereignty, because one of the most important things for a nation to actually have its sovereignty is to be able to control its own currency and its own money. And if we don't have that, then we don't have any sovereignty.
The caller mentioned the banking system, and I like to say that Carol Quigley of Tragedy and Hope fame said that the power of the financial capitalism had a far-reaching plan, nothing less than to create a world system of financial control in private hands, able to dominate the political system of each country and the economy of the world as a whole. And the Bank of International Settlements was the first beast, as they call it, and the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, was the second beast. And as far as the Merrill is concerned, we've seen how the dollar has sort of matched the euro. And when we integrate our potential governments, we will essentially collectivize our debt, and we will definitely lose a lot of sovereignty and a lot of money in the process.
Oh, and undoubtedly, and the only way to create any real parity between the economies of the United States, Canada, and Mexico is to tank the economies of the United States and Canada. I mean, that's the only way to go about it when you try to value a currency. And we're seeing that. So they're saying within 10 years, Lee, and the information I've looked at, an economist I've spoken to, we're talking 12 to 24 months left with the dollar, which means we're going to have kind of a period in between, possibly, between the death of the dollar and the appearance of a new currency. What in your mind would that hold for us?
Well, none of it will be good. I can tell you that much, because you see where the dollar index is, and I've been talking about this for the past couple months. And the 78 to 80 point was really the danger zone. And, we've broken that, and I think it's back up around 78. But the long-term trend of the dollar index has been down. It's being devalued intentionally. There's actually talk that the Federal Reserve might cut rates again, which will send the dollar even further into a tailspin. So I think basically what the plan is that they're going to look to devalue our currency. And then we'll get to the point where it's just out of control and inflation's everywhere. You're going to see Greenspan, you're going to see all the usual suspects come out and say, the only way that we can save this horrible situation is to have a regional currency like the euro, and it will be the Amero. And that's kind of why you're seeing, like, all the color on the money. I don't know if people have noticed this, but
Yeah. Like
the $5 bill is getting more color into it. The $10 bill and $20 bills are got these little markings, like colored markings on the notes. Well, it's the reason for that. They're trying to get people ready, and they're trying to make it to get to the point where people will accept the Amero, and they're doing that by gradually putting the colors in our current money. So, it's all a deal to get people used to the upcoming regional currency.
Yeah, and Michael, how is technology playing a role in this? I mean, I know we get the NAFTA superhighway. I've heard talk of conduits being laid. Matter of fact, I've seen them here on I-40 that runs east and west here in Oklahoma City, that they're laying for fiber optic cable and the like. How's technology playing a role in all of this integration that we've got coming our way?
Well, the thing about it is, a lot of research is being done about Fortress North America, which is a security perimeter that goes from Canada to America to Mexico. And, it's a sort of integrated police state. And also, speaking of NORTHCOM and SOUTHCOM and AFRICOM, I mean, we're sort of integrating on a very slow scale of incrementalism. And as far as technology goes, I mean, you have the Red Chinese on I-35 with RFID beacons, so they can track their shipments so they don't lose their shipments. So it's just amazing that, you know, that our U.S. government allows these people to run wild in our country.
Oh, yeah. Run wild is absolutely the word. And we've got our sovereignty, our infrastructure is being sold out from under us, and we're supposed to just love it. And this is supposed to be the best thing for us. But, you know, the one thing that that concerns me in all this value, you know, the new currency, all this kind of stuff, is we still have that old debt sitting there, and now we're up to at least what the federal government will admit to of almost $10 trillion. Actual numbers are probably about $60 trillion. What happens with all this debt?
They'll collectivize it. And this, I mean, if you go, I'm trying to remember the article name on the CFR website, but if you look at it, they will take all of the debt between all three countries and collectivize it so that the debt will be every country's debt. And I'm pretty sure that we have the most debt. They will have to take on our bags as well.
Yeah, Lee, your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, essentially the goal of the New World Order is that they want to have a whole system where they rule over everybody. And we just turn into a bunch of slaves. And the way they're going to do that is through the financial system. And so if they collectivize our debt and they put all of us in debt as a whole, you know, they would take the Canada, United States, and Mexico as a whole, then – you know, it's going to be much more easier for them to essentially turn us into slaves. And, of course, that's really the whole deal. That's what it's all about, and that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah, because essentially at this point, we're nothing better than sharecroppers. We're living off the plantation, but the best of what we got goes to feed the big boss in the big house.
Pretty much. I mean, you know, I mean, each one of us, in terms of income tax, we pay an exorbitant amount of money. Most people pay state income tax, you got the federal income tax. I mean, you just got so many taxes, it's ridiculous. It would take hours to just dissect all of them. And really, I mean, it's just a way for them to extract the wealth from the people and feed all the money that we make through the labor and the fruits of our labor. And then they just take that money and the stuff that we make, and they just send it out to the military-industrial complex and all the criminals that work in the system. So, you know, the whole thing's a big fraud, and, you know, we as American people, I mean, we've been completely had. And it's just unfortunate that we don't have enough people in the Patriot Movement that understand this whole thing. We're enough people, or actually I should say American people, who are in the Patriot Movement that actually understand this. I mean, we're such a small percentage. And, you know, I mean, since everybody's been had, it just amazes me there aren't as many people in the Patriot Movement who are fighting this.
Yeah, that is, you know, that is surprising how I talked about this earlier today on my afternoon show, is that there seems to be a number of people who know a little bit about, you know, certain areas. But when we get into the brass tacks areas, like your money, you know, even people who claim to be in this truth movement are totally unaware of what's going on when it comes to taxes, the fact that this is a fraud, that there is no law stating that the average American has to pay an income tax. But yet all these people who claim to be awake and value freedom and say that they're not afraid of this beast continue to pony up the cash.
Well, the thing we have to really worry about is you look at the EU. I mean, they have no rights.
Right.
The people there are slaves. You look at Corpus Juris. I mean, you can be charged, you know, many times for the same crime. You know, they say you can have free speech just as long as you don't criticize your government. So integrating with these different nations and becoming the North American Union can be a vast different change to what American people are used to.
Well, I mean, let's just look at the situation with Ed and Elaine Brown. You've got U.S. Marshals are running around all over New Hampshire today. And they're going after people because they posted on an internet forum, because they're concerned that there's this hit list that Ed supposedly came up with is floating around and somebody is going to act on it. So they're basically knocking on doors, going into people's houses, threatening them because they're posting on internet forums, running around like a bunch of thugs, bunch of Nazi thugs. Back in just a minute. Our number, if you'd like to join us, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
North American Union, the coming of the Amero and the idea of a police state. And I mentioned this briefly before we went to the break, that U.S. Marshals are going through New Hampshire, up around the Plainfield, the Concord area, namely, and they're knocking on doors, following people to where they work, and using thug-like tactics and threatening everybody because they're afraid that this hit list might actually come into play. And they're going and literally, you know, threatening people with an inch of their life because they're posting on an internet forum. I mean, guys, that, you know, Michael, we'll start with you since you're more into the technology into this. I mean, that's way over the top in my opinion.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, people have to realize that your anonymity is lost as soon as
right.
you get on the internet, you know. I mean, there's so many methods of control. You know, but the idea of going after someone because they post on a board is ridiculous. But, I mean, people are so easily tracked. I mean, you know, you have the NSA and secret floors, whole floors in every telecommunications company. So, you know, when you post something on a chat board, you have to really believe that, you know, that you may be called into account for what you say in these chat boards.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, and in many instances – just using a simple trace route, which is built into every Windows computer, you can pretty much tell what part of the world or what kind of country, maybe what town they're in, easily by doing by spending 30 seconds and running a trace route if you got their IP address.
And the NSA, you know, NSA develops spyware and different attacks that are far worse than you can imagine that any hacker could ever do. I mean, that's what they do best. So, I mean, you have Windows systems with NSA backdoors already built in. I mean, you know, you're definitely not looking for any privacy there. Privacy is definitely lost.
Yeah, certainly. Lee, your comments?
Well, yeah, it's pretty self-evident that, you know, we don't have any privacy whatsoever. I mean, you see them put cameras up everywhere. You know, you got this whole police state that's being implemented, and you got police that are spying on the internet. There's a story that I found a couple of days ago about police actually going on different social networking sites and things like that. But, you know, it's interesting about the whole Windows situation, because Windows Vista, you know, I will not put that operating system on my computer ever, because the NSA actually was responsible for working with Microsoft in order to develop the security on that operating system. And not to mention that, but there's all sorts of weird stuff with Vista. I mean, you're practically, if you're trying to work on the thing, there's all sorts of security things that come up when you're just trying to function. So it's just an awful operating system, and who knows what sort of back doors that they put in that thing. So I'm never, ever going to put Windows Vista on any of my computers, ever.
Yeah, and from what I understand, there's a number of back doors that are going, and plus the problems that have been involved with Vista, I mean, if it comes to the point where some point in time they turn XP off, I'm putting Linux on the computer.
I ran
one as a desktop for 2 years, and other than the fact that they've got trouble integrating video and audio, if it weren't for that, I'd still be using it.
Like, there's a friend of mine who works for DARPA, and DARPA was looking for an ultra-secure operating system, and my friend was working on OpenBSD, which was, you know, is a sort of a form of Unix,
right,
to do that. So, I mean, they know the ins and outs of every public operating system, and it's just a matter of knowing how to work things, you know, the way you don't get compromised.
Well, and it really makes you wonder, Michael, you know, how many people who are involved in the open source community with projects like Linux and all of its different flavors that have emerged and other languages that aren't sitting behind a government firewall somewhere?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you would be surprised. I mean, you know, the government has many supercomputers probing networks 24 hours a day. I know this to be true personally. So, you know, if someone posts something on the message board, you better be prepared to call to account what you said in court, because it will be used against you.
Yeah, most certainly. And you know, and they have ways of getting information from chat rooms, because a lot of the chat rooms, a lot of people don't realize it, but a lot of the chats that are running today use database software to run the chat, and you know, and the messages are stored for a certain length of time, and if they're able to get that information out before that message expires, they can find out all kinds of things about you.
Well, the thing about it is that due to the fact that NSA has whole floors built in every telecommunications company, you know, they have software that sniffs the packets, you know, on a internet protocol level, that sees everything you do. Mm-hmm. All email is seen, you know, all chat boards, all BBSs, everything is seen. So it's no surprise that they're going around rounding up people in that area.
Yeah, and what's always has been interesting to me the last couple of years is the fact that in 1984, you have AT&T broke up because of any antitrust law violations, and now here they are back, reassembling all the baby bells back under one roof again. And we roll the clock back 23 years, and it's AT&T all over again, this big behemoth. But they're allowed to consolidate because it makes it a heck of a lot easier to track you. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Half hour of the week for the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I just want to say thank you once again to everyone who's listening, everyone who's in the chat room, everyone who calls in. It means an awful lot to me that you take your time out of your evening and your life to join me every night on this program. It means tons. And I am so appreciative of how nice everybody has been to me just in the short time that I've been over here. I've got two great producers in Manny, who's with us Tuesday through Friday nights. John is with us on Monday night. And I've got a super audience. I can't ask for anything more than that. And I feel very blessed and very privileged to be here with you guys on a nightly basis. We're talking with Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. And we're talking on a variety of subjects. And we've covered Ed and Lane Brown. We've covered Ron Paul. We've talked about the Amero, the monetary system, and the economy of where we're heading. And we've been into the last little bit talking about technology. Because technology is starting to, you know, and just like anything, technology is a tool. And how it's used it determines whether it's for good or if it's for ill. And gentlemen, we're seeing more of this integration of technology or the push for technology, such as these implantable microchips and the like, trying to push this off on the population, and it's occurring more and more. It seems like every week there's a new piece of information out as they're coming closer to creating artificial intelligence. You've got this augmented cognition and other things that they're talking about. And once they get that, start putting that chip inside of people, man, the race is on to just total control over someone's mind and their life. Michael, you want to take that to start?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research on the hive mind system, groupthink, cognitive sciences, and you know that's the way it is. I said on my radio show earlier that the television is an emotional response box. It spoon feeds you emotions and feelings and information that you absorb wholly without analyzing it. And that's the direction they want to go. You know, there was an article about how they're building a human to computer sort of algorithm, so they can jack you into the matrix and you won't be able to leave. You know, it'd be like the Borg. Resistance is futile, and they definitely think it is.
Yeah, Lee, what are your thoughts about it?
Oh yeah, I'm in total agreement. I mean, I've done some research on this whole hive mind system and how they're going to actually be able to hook the human brain to the internet. I mean, literally, there's an article from the British press, these mainstream British newspapers, and they were actually saying that there were experts predicting that within 15 years, we would actually be able to physically interface the human brain with the internet. Now, when you consider that, and you see the hive mind system, you see the propaganda through movies like The Matrix and things like that, we could very well see some sort of hive mind apparatus or something come along pretty soon. And I believe that these virtual worlds like Second Life, and I believe the PlayStation 3 is going to also have a virtual world coming out pretty soon. And when you see things like that, like these virtual worlds, those are actually precursors and a way to get people introduced to what will soon be a future hive mind system where we're all part of the collective.
Yeah, and you start with games like The Sims, where you basically control people and their lives, and that just seems to be the first little step in all of this. And now you're coming again with these virtual worlds, and those have really expanded. I mean, it wasn't just a few years ago that basically it was you as an avatar, and that was it. But now they're creating things where there's active economies, and even the IRS now is talking about taxing people on the money they make in these virtual worlds.
Well, Mike, it's interesting you mentioned that, because a friend of mine was telling me, I don't know how accurate this is, but on Second Life, apparently what they had is that they had all these people, you can make whatever you want in a game, and people were making casinos. So people were actually gambling on the Second Life game, and they actually have this currency, and they're called Linden dollars or something like that, and it's equivalent to so many Federal Reserve notes and what have you. And what happened was that the government actually shut down the casinos in this virtual world. And what happened after they shut down the casinos is that it created this economic turmoil within the game. And then all these banks shut down because people were running the banks. They shut down. It's really bizarre because literally it's almost like a test laboratory for what they could actually do in real life. It's mm-hmm. really amazing when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's where we're going technology-wise – I mean, and if you get to the point to where basically they can, in your mind you can watch a movie, or in your mind you can do certain things without having to leave your seat, that's the first step in getting the control of the mind, where in the end, gentlemen, we become nothing more than just lifeless zombies that will go about the appointed tasks that they set for us. And we'll become nothing but automatons.
Well, check this out. Okay, if you Google converging technologies for improving human performance, you will find at a Gov site. It was a bunch of different organizations and government sites that were testing this using nanotechnologies and sort of things. Now, this is a quote. Check this out. With knowledge no longer encapsulated in individuals, the distinction between individuals and the entirety of humanity would blur. Think Vulcan mind meld. We would perhaps become more of a hive mind, an enormous, single, intelligent entity.
Mm-hmm.
That is where they want to go, the hive mind system. Like I told someone the other day, I said, if you had two people who looked at a crooked line and said, yeah, that line's straight, and the third person will look at it and look at them and go, yeah, that line's straight, knowing that he knows it's crooked because it's groupthink. You know, they want all of us to be in sort of a hive mind system where we are the Borg, where our individuality is destroyed. And that's the plan that they have for us. You know, we'll be fuel for the elites.
Yeah, exactly. And then in the end, it becomes nothing more than the Matrix. And just imagine, gentlemen, that there comes a point in time where they actually use us for real fuel and take the bioelectric energy that our bodies generate, which is not beyond the possibility of them taking that and using us essentially, just like as in the Matrix, as nothing but batteries.
That's just exactly where I was going. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, Lee, what do you think about that? Do you want to be a battery?
I certainly wouldn't, and I don't think anybody else would. And
no.
You know, I tell you what, I mean, if they start putting microchips in people, and I see people running around these neural implants, I'm going to run far, far away. Because I want no part of this. And you know what? I grew up loving technology and played games and watched TV and all that stuff. You know, I really enjoy working with technology, but you know, I do it for a living right now. But you know what? I mean, it just gets to the point where if they start having all these neural interfaces and hooking wires into people's brains, that's just too much for me. And you know, that's just an enslavement mechanism they're going to try to put on everybody. And if that comes, I'm running far, far away, and I'm going to live in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, because the future that I envision with this type of stuff is that essentially your cities all become walled, and those such as us who are going to refuse these type of things will find ourselves outside the walls until we're caught, and we're struggling to survive. And inside the walls of the city, these people go through and live a life where they're basically entertained, schooled, and basically all through these chips and using, you know, radio frequency to impart information to people regardless of where they're at. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what they're going to be able to come up with, what they're going to be able to do. And as we've seen, yes, these technologies can be used for good. I mean, in the case of someone who's paralyzed, being able to use their mind to make their legs walk again. I mean, that's where it can be used for good. But as we've seen so many times with these people, they'll take something that can be used for good and instantly turn it to something that is nothing but just pure evil.
From the same article, Converging Technologies for Improving Performance, they have a section here that says self-directed evolution. If mind is program and data, and we control the hardware and the software, then we can make changes as we see fit.
Right.
What will human-like intelligence evolve into if it is freed from the limits of human meat machine and humans can change and improve their own hardware? It is to say that the changes would be goal-directed, but what goals would be chosen for self-directed evolution?
Right, but in the end, man doesn't evolve. I mean, they may evolve as a better tool to be used by these criminals, but in the end, we as a species don't evolve because we don't shake off all the greed and the lust and the desires that drive people insane in their quest for power and empire.
Well, they want to evolve us to a state that we can be more useful.
Exactly,
to have
a better tool.
Yeah, to have a mind capable to hold as much data as a future supercomputer and use us for fuel. I mean, that's the stated goal. I mean, if you read this whole document, it's paradigm shattering. Okay,
oh, yeah.
Because they're admitting it.
Yeah, and just and think about this, Michael and Lee, the fact that we only use 10% of our brain. You know, what are they going to do with the other 90%? Are they going to use that like that 90% like it's a huge hard drive and essentially just start dumping data everywhere? And imagine how fast our minds process information. It's all through chemical reactions. Imagine the computing power that they would be have if, say, if you have 100 people strapped together into like a node or a little network together, all working using their brain and the processing power of their brain to work on one problem.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because if you're familiar with Moore's Law, I mentioned this on my show many times, but Moore's Law, basically, according to my research, essentially what's going to happen is that by like around 2017, or if not sooner, we're going to have the capability of having a processing chip that is equivalent to what the human brain can do. And we're almost there. And you know what? Probably the NSA and DARPA, they probably already have it. You know, but and that's based off of just technology that's openly available. So, I mean, you see where the technology is going, and it's just completely insane. And they're going to come up with artificial intelligence, artificial life, this hive mind system, you name it. It's just unbelievable what these people have planned.
Lee, isn't the major drawback to these improved chips mainly the amount of heat that they create and finding an efficient way to cool them?
Well, that's always a concern. I mean, technology, I mean, if you go into a computer room, I mean, you have all these servers going around. I mean, they generate heat, so you have to cool them
right
down. So, I mean, inevitably, what you might have to do to have this whole neural interface network is to have all these humans who are attached to all this equipment be in an air-conditioned, cold room.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think as far as implants go, you know, and they've seen how they may link to cancer. When you have a radio frequency, something embedded into your arm that's always on, that can't be turned off, we're talking about the breakdown of cellular structure and cancer here. But let me read a little bit more here from this file here. They call it better memory. What is the storage mechanism for human memory? What is its architecture? What is the data structure for human memory? Where are the bits? What is the capacity for human memory system in gigabytes or petabytes? Once we answer these questions, we can design additional memory units that are capable with the architecture of human memory and a detailed understanding of how the human memory works, where its bits are stored, and how it is wired will enable capacity to be increased, just as you add additional memory cards into your PC. And this is a government PDF file.
And that's incredible. I mean, but I mean, when you sit and think about the storage capacity of our brains right now, I mean, think about all the visual images you can pull up in your mind. That's essentially just a photograph of something that happened before. A visual image of a person, a birthday party, or anything like that you can instantly just recall and bring up, or facts and figures. You're able to, something that you memorized, that you're able to access that in a nanosecond, and it's there. I mean, that's, you know, and to enslave people in that matter, you know, it reminds me of a Star Trek episode where they actually had like a dozen or 15 people actually hooked into a machine, and they were the CPU for this machine. And they were fed in, you know, intravenously, and these people were just there, and some could have been rescued because of the amount of time they'd been in these machines, and others had become so dependent on the machine they could no longer be rescued and had to die. I mean, it's, you know, what these people are coming up with, and that's the scary thing, is the fact that so much of this has been science fiction, and we've watched it and been entertained by it, and now, guys, we're sitting here looking at it, and this stuff is for real.
Yeah, it's science fact.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, and I find that just absolutely amazing, and the fact, you know, that they would be able just to put any thought in your mind, imagine the number of Manchurian candidates we'd have. That instantly, anybody could be a trained assassin just by the downloading of a program.
Well, remember, DARPA wanted to create, I guess you could call him, the Bourne ultimatum. They wanted to create Jason Bourne's with animal instincts,
right,
you know, and hardwired thinking, you know.
Right.
That's what they want to create, and that's what they're doing at DARPA. And DARPA is the very same people that created the ARPANET, you know, which sort of ended up being the internet. They developed the internet. So obviously, when you're on it, you're being seen by them.
Oh, certainly, and the fact, you know, that they're already doing research now into how they can keep a human being who is a soldier, how they can keep them fighting, even if they're wounded, and the ability for the body to heal itself, and other things to keep these people in the fight where they will fight until they're absolutely totally used up, and there's nothing left for them but death. I mean, it's absolutely incredible, and we're watching this stuff, guys, unfold right before our very eyes. Back in just
it's
a minute,
amazing
final
and scary.
Yeah, it is amazing. Back in just a second with a final segment with Michael Vale of thought-criminal.org and Lee Rogers of roguegovernment.com. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073. Or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
All right, final segment here on the Midnight Rider. We've got a quick phone call here. Ron in Texas picking up the phone. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, Mike and Michael, good show. I just had an interesting comment. I'm nearly 60 years old, and I've been in computers ever since I was reading Popular Science back in the early 60s. Nevertheless, they came out with the 8-bit computers in the early 70s, and by the late 80s, had modified it up to the 32-bit. And then finally in the late 90s, they came up on stacking a couple of 32 bits to give us a 64. But in the meantime, here they were with the Game Boy things, and they started out with a 128-bit board. And what are they at now, 5-something?
Yeah, Michael, where are they at with these type of boards?
Well, I guess it's hard to say because they just keep improving on the same architecture. But suffice it to say that like you could take your average Xbox 360. While it's like 128-bit, but they keep improving the architecture, so it's really hard to say.
Well, and I know when people are using these Xboxes as essentially as file servers.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, they got these huge hard drives and these huge CPUs on them that will run incredible amounts of games. They're all, you know, you plug them into your internet network, and man, they're flying, and you're playing really incredibly complicated games where just a few years ago, everything was just totally two-dimensional, and now you're seeing stuff in 3D, and the people and the characters in these games seem almost real.
Well, I just find it strange that the game development has been so far ahead of the fact of how they've put it in with the personal computers. I'll let you guys go. Carry on.
Well, thank you. You know, but that's an interesting point about the game development as far as the computers are concerned. I mean, look, when video games guys first started coming into vogue, I was about 13 years old. And the technology that was available in these video games, you couldn't get that on a personal computer, not anywhere. I mean, the first computer I saw in 1978 was a huge IBM monstrosity that used key punch cards. And just to do anything,
I remember those.
You'd have to have a stack of key punch cards, and then they made it possible, you know, where it had RAM on board, and then they created the basic language and other languages where you could start to do that. But I remember games like Missile Command that were incredibly complex for that day and age, and you compared it with the other technology that was available as far as a computer concerned, and they were light years ahead.
Well, Mike, it's interesting you mention that because I don't remember Ronald Reagan, but he actually made a comment about all these games that came out, like in the early 80s, mid 80s, all these arcades, and you had the Nintendo come out, Atari 2600, things like that. And he actually said that these video games were training the next generation of soldiers. Now, how accurate was that statement?
I don't doubt it. I mean, my 11-year-old boy went and fired a pellet gun at a buddy's house the other day for the first time. And the little boy was trying to show him exactly how to load it. And he said, I don't need you to tell me how to load it. I know all about weapons. And he said, well, you fired a gun before? No, I play them on my Xbox all the time.
Well, they have the military, you know, who put out the game America's Army.
Yeah.
And they were recruiting people who were good at the game.
Right. Yeah, that's incredible. But look at this. I mean, you've got these unmanned aerial vehicles, these drones that are being flown around. So if you got a guy who's great at, say, flight simulator, I mean, boom, he's a quality candidate to sit around and fly a drone for 8 hours a day.
Well, you know, they have DARPA's got this program called Bootstrap Learning, where they're teaching AI like you would teach a student, and they want the AI to run the UAVs and to bomb people, to back to the Stone Age instead of humans. And probably in the next 30 years, there probably won't be any humans on the battlefield.
Well, and they're even talking about integrating that in the machines for law enforcement. I mean, just like in the movie RoboCop. Guys, we're out of time. Man, the 2 hours flew by. Great job as always. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Michael Vail of Thought-Criminal.org. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on the program tonight. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. That's why we're fighting to save this country, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday night.